Hello and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast on the big news story. I am Prasad Nichanametla, Associate Editor, The Print, based in Hyderabad. Today I am going to talk about how the YS sibling rivalry in Andhra Pradesh will play out face to face on the family's home turf, Kadapa. The Congress party on Tuesday declared YS Sharmila Reddy as its Lok Sabha candidate from Kadapa. While Chief Minister YS Jagan Mohan Reddy will fight the state polls from his citadel Puluvendula, one of the seven assembly segments in Kadapa, he has renominated YSRCP sitting MP, his cousin YS Avinash Reddy, from the Lok Sabha seat. Immediately after announcement of her name from the segment, Sharmila laid stake to Father YS Rajshekhar Reddy's political legacy in Kadapa, stating that YSR Bidda, meaning daughter in Telugu, is now in the fray. She accused brother Jagan of turning AP into a Rakshasa Rajyam, meaning rule of anarchy, while failing to usher in Rajanna Rajyam, a reference to late CM YSR's welfare-centric rule promised by Jagan 5 years back. Andhra Pradesh will vote simultaneously for assembly and general elections on 13th May. The prominent issue gripping the constituency, which also resonates statewide as a key topic during election season, stems from within the YS family. The murder of their uncle, former Kadapa MP YS Vivekanand Reddy, which took place 5 years ago, just before the previous polls. Despite being investigated by the CBI, the sensational case remains unsolved to this day. Accompanied by her mother YS Vijayamma and state Congress leaders, Sharmila paid tributes at her father YSR's memorial at Idupulapaya near Puluvendula on Tuesday. Later, talking to media, Sharmila made accusations against her estranged elder brother Jagan in connection with her babai's uncle in Telugu, that even accusing him of using it for political gains. Jagan is a changed man since he became the CM. I don't know this Jagan. He promoted murder politics and has renominated those who killed Viveka as Kadapa MP candidate. I could not stomach this, she said. Accusing the CM of shielding and supporting YS Avinash Reddy, the sitting MP, despite evidence, Sharmila said she decided to be the Kadapa candidate in a bid to stop a murderer from ascending the parliament steps again. Avinash was named last year as one of the several accused in the case. His father, YS Bhaskar Reddy, was arrested by the CBI in April last year. The central agency is reportedly investigating the role of the father-son duo as conspirators. A few others were also arrested in the ongoing probe. Sharmila was appointed the head of the Andhra Pradesh Congress Committee in January after her YSR Telangana party was merged with the Congress last year. She said that her decision to contest from Kadapa was a difficult one. I knew it would further split my family, Sharmila said, adding that her cousin Sunita Narreddy, Viveka's daughter, was waging a battle in the courts and outside for justice in her father's case. On March 15, 2019, mere weeks before the 2019 elections, YS Vivekananda Reddy was found dead at his residence in Puluvendula. Initially, the death was reported in the media as being caused by a cardiac arrest. However, later it was found to be a case of murder. Then in opposition, Jagan hurled accusations at the then CM and Telugu Desam Party chief Chandrababu Naidu and demanded a CBI probe. But later, as CM himself, Jagan handed the case to the state police teams, a move opposed by Sunita, who approached the High Court seeking CBI probe. Since then, opposition parties such as TDP and Jan Sena have consistently alleged Jagan's involvement in his uncle's death or accused him of shielding the perpetrators. Now, with criticism coming from his own sisters, political analysts predict it will spell some trouble for the YSRCP chief, particularly during campaigning in Kadapa. Sensing trouble, Jagan has made some counter-attacks already. Addressing a YSRCP Siddham rally last week at Prudhuttur, one of the assembly segments in Kadapa, Jagan accused Naidu of goading his sister slanders against him. Referring to his sister Sharmila, he said, "One or two of my own have aligned with opponents for selfish political gains." Following the rally, Sunita reportedly retorted that Jagan was sharing the stage with the real accused in his public meetings. Hashtag Who Killed Babai has been a popular one promoted by pro-TDP pages and supporters online. Moreover, on 29th March, a movie titled Vivekam, a biopic of Vivekananda Reddy, which claims to be a political crime mystery based on the CBI charge sheet, was uploaded on a YouTube channel called TDP Activist. The movie garnered 2.4 million views in 4 days. Kadapa, the YSR family stronghold. Located in the arid Rayalaseema region of Andhra Pradesh, Kadapa has been a stronghold of the Ediguri Sandinti, that is YS family, for about 4 decades now. CM Jagan's father, YS Rajshekhar Reddy, represented Kadapa as MP from 1989 to 1999. Subsequently, his uncle and YSR's brother, YS Vivekananda Reddy, held the position from 1999 to 2009. Jagan succeeded them, winning the seat in 2009, elected first time to a legislature when his father steered the Congress to a consecutive victory in the unified Andhra Pradesh. Following his departure from the Congress to establish the YSRCP in 2011, Jagan clinched re-election from Kadapa in the by-polls, securing a majority of around 5.5 lakh votes. In 2014, his cousin Avinash assumed the role of MP from Kadapa. Sharmila Tuesday said that it was Viveka uncle's last desire to see her as Kadapa MP. "My dad and uncle were like Rama and Lakshmana," she said. Viveka, as he is popularly known, was YSR's younger brother. Functioning in the shadow of the more charismatic YSR, Viveka had served as Pulivendula MLA and Kadapa MP. A year after YSR demise in 2009, he was made a minister under Kiran Kumar Reddy. In the 2019 Pulivendula by-poll, Viveka had lost to his sister-in-law, that is YSR's widow, YS Vijayamma. A few years later, he joined his nephew's YSRCP. Pulivendula has been with the YS family since 1978. Thank you for listening. Tune in every morning at 8 a.m. for more such news and analysis.